Let's look at the earthly tabernacle or the sanctuary. The sanctuary is a fantastic structure which was assembled upon specific instructions of God. Now, when the Bible gives us some information and gives us added information to something that is already being described, the information in the Word, in Scripture, is not just there by the by. When the Bible gives us information, we have to stop, prick up our ears, and take notice. And there are chapters upon chapters upon chapters in the Bible that describe how to set up the tabernacle on earth. I want to look at some interesting aspects of this. It's interesting to notice that in this tabernacle there was only one entrance, and it was an entrance on the east side. That's in the Old Testament. Today, when we look at Jesus Christ in John 14 verse 6, Jesus says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me." So in the same way the Old Testament sanctuary had one entrance, today in the New Testament sanctuary, if you like, Jesus Christ, there's only one way towards the throne of God. As you walk through the entrance, the first thing that you encountered inside the tabernacle or inside the sanctuary was the pile of ashes. Now that's very interesting why that is there. Let me just say this. Everything within the temple had a reason for being there. And the pile of ashes were kept in view, and you'll see on the graphic that the front of that, underneath the altar, the brazen altar of burnt offering, underneath it, the front area was kept open. And the reason for that is so that people entering the temple could recognize the end or the judgment of the wicked. And it would bring them to repentance. The psalmist in David, when he was writing in Psalm 73, he is discussing this exact point. He says, "I can't understand the prosperity of the wicked." It's the same as today. How can the evil people, or the people that do not understand and know and live according to God, how can they be so prosperous? And then in Psalm 73 verse 17, he says, "Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end." You see, when you walk into the sanctuary through the one entrance, the first thing you see is the end of the wicked. In other words, the ashes.